Welcome to Refuse to Lose Sports. My name is Joe Jordan. We got a great show ahead of us. We got my man Tomo and his Dallas Cowboys. What's good, Tomo?
Let's go, baby. We back. Just like that, we back.
Let's get it. And I know, Dave, your 49ers kicking off tonight in Mexico City. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing all right. Ready for tonight's game, but also ready to talk about these topics because we got some hot going on today.
Let's get it. All right, y'all. So, look, before we get started with the show, we got a lot of topics to cover. Like David said, make sure y'all like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, share this video with somebody that y'all know personally so they can come on and watch live with us. Also use that comment section as somebody already is going on the Vikings. All right, use that comment section so we can see all the comments y'all be putting out throughout the show. And last but not least, enjoy the rest of the show. All right, so we're going to kick it off and talk about last night's game, the Chargers. The Chargers beat the Chiefs in a thriller, right? 30-17. It was entertaining. It was must-see TV. Two talented quarterbacks going head-to-head, Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes ended up winning at the end of the day. Nothing new, right? So why be surprised? So we're going to kick this off with you, David, all right? We're just going to get our reaction to the game. So let's talk about your reaction to that game last night.
First, Mahomes, just soon as they got the ball, with a minute and a half left, I said, yeah, this game over. Mahomes about to go drive the ball down, and somehow, they're gonna get a touchdown and win this game. I didn't know he was going to throw it to Kelce. I just knew somehow, some way, Mahomes is going to pull some magic out his hat and win the game. So I'm actually upset that he threw it to Kelce because – That's kind of the reason why I'm losing the fantasy right now. Kelce went off, even though I got Mahomes as my quarterback, which I still don't understand, but it's fine. But it's nothing you can really say about Mahomes. He's clearly the best quarterback in the league. Now, Herbert, this is his second week in a row that he's thrown an interception late in the fourth quarter in a game where they could have won the game. So I'm not saying he's not a good quarterback, but he shouldn't be in anybody's top five or top – well, maybe top 10, but he shouldn't be anybody's top five right now at all, because he's not better than Lamar Jackson. Nope. I'm not putting him over Josh Allen, not putting him over Mahomes. Nope. I'm not putting him over Brady right now. I'm sorry. And I'm not even going to put him over Dak. At least Dak has a playoff win. So –
okay, just some respect. All right,
I'm just saying I don't think Dak is top 10, but I don't think Dak is top five, but still, I think he's better than Justin Herbert right now. Justin Herbert has the arm talent and everything, but the weapons that he has, it's not like he didn't have Keenan Allen last night. He was there. Mm-hmm. Joshua Palmer was there. He still had Austin Eckler. His running back was there. Mike Williams, I think he got hurt in the game, but he was there. He still had his weapons, but he still couldn't pull out the game. So that's just my reaction. I think it's clear that the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC right now, too.
Okay. Tomo?
Flat out, the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL. They find ways to win games. Like, they just find ways to win games. Name another quarterback that's playing with – I wrote down, I said, Mahomes is flat out the best quarterback because we talked about that. But I had to go to overall team after that win yesterday. Because this is not the first game where we've seen Mahomes had to come back and make something happen with, I don't want to say no-name receivers, but from the talent that he had when he went to the Super Bowl compared to now, outside of Kelce, who is he really throwing the ball to?
Pax.
That right there, he's really playing pickup football with pros.
And winning.
Yes. And in the beginning of the game, you kind of thought that the Chiefs were going to lose that game because you're like, you see how the pass rush was getting to him? Like, he was getting frustrated. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, he said, I got Kelce. What I'm worried about? Find him, and we're going to make things happen. Kelce literally saved the day. I don't know, man. They call him Jay Herbo in the group. I like that name because – he makes good music, but he's not mainstream. You know what I'm saying? Because that's exactly what Justin Herbert is. He makes good plays, but he's not mainstream. Like, the people like him, but he just can't get over that hump. And I really feel like this season alone for I'm going to just keep calling him Jay Herbo. For Jay Herbo is it's a building season because he had to deal with all the injuries. Like, his whole team was riddled with injuries on offense. And when his weapons finally did come back, they looked like the Chargers that we know and love. And then Mike Williams got hurt again, and then he went back to, like, sinking in his seat.
Okay, so, all right. A lot of y'all said there. So, me personally, yeah, Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. Anybody that put him with Josh Allen, disrespectful. All right. Anybody put him with Justin Herbert, disrespectful. Best team. I know we like to be prisoner in the moment. Like, because me personally, when the Chargers scored that last touchdown and Mahomes got the ball, I just knew that they were going to win. Like, I was still like, all right, he's going to grind the field and score. All right. It all depends on how much time on the clock left, Justin Herbert. But we can't forget that against the Buffalo Bills, he had the ball to do the same thing. He threw an interception. All right. So Patrick Mahomes had his low moment this season. So I want to say they're the best team because Mahomes has to make magic a lot for them to win. All right. When you got teams, you got, well, I will say, like, if I had to make a Super Bowl pick, I'm picking the Chiefs. All right. But they are only part of the best team because of Mahomes. So I guess you can say the best team. Now, what I love about this is this. This dude had, first, no Tyreek Hill. We know that, right?
Yep.
And then Juju gets hurt. All right, cool. Boom. Am I mistaken? Did Tony get hurt during the game?
Yes, he did, man. He's on all my fantasy team. He got me no points.
Okay, so he get hurt during the game, right? So you got no Juju, right? No Kadarius Tony, no Mecole Hardman. Mm-hmm. So what he does, he throws to Sky Moore. He throws to Justin Watson. I mean, he threw the ball to 7 different receivers last night. And he still was 329 yards, 3 TDs, no picks. All right? In a primetime game against the division foe who, you know, got some good defensive players on the other side. I know that they hurt, but they still got Derwin James, stuff like that. So, I mean, the dude, he makes magic, man. He makes things out of nothing. He got that Michael Jordan effect. I mean, I know us, we grew up on Kobe. I know you probably not be a Kobe fan now, but when I used to watch Kobe, I'm like, dang, the game's too close. Like,
yeah,
Kobe's gonna pull it off, man, right? And that's how the feeling I get with Patrick Mahomes, kind of like the feeling you got with the KD Warriors. KD is that Warrior. Like, you just know they're gonna win again at the end of the day. All right, so right now he's clearly the MVP. I think second on my list would be Tua, to be honest with you, and then Jalen Hurts. But Mahomes created a gap. All right, because Tua didn't play yesterday, out of sight, out of mind. So I would say great game, but then with the Chargers, Justin Herbert, 20-21 his career, right? He got a losing record his whole career. I know he got the arm talent, but it's too many games this season that he had the ball last and he couldn't find a way to win that game. All right. So I would say I'm not gonna put Dak above him because I agree with this comment right here. Right, Herbert teams relies on Herbert to win the game, but the Dallas relies on Dak not to lose the game. All right, so it's a difference. All right, so I'm not being a Cowboy hater, but
he is. Herbert,
all right, Justin Herbert. Dak dealing with the same issue, but it's also his coach is not as great as Andy Reid. So I'm going to get Justin Herbert kind of the benefit of the doubt. He's not bad, and he still is top 10, but I agree that he's not top 5 though.
Mm-hmm. Also, Mahomes, but 25-0 in November, December
against division.
25 straight wins in November, December, and then 14-0 against division opponents on the road in his career. That's just
crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Against your division rival on the road.
That's like, hey, if you're the Broncos and you waiting and you think you're gonna go to the playoffs and they come into your house in the last game, just count that as a loss. The Chiefs are not losing that game.
Man, Bronco Nations, let's ride.
All right. I bet he wished they played in London last week. All right, y'all. So let's go to our next game. Our next game, we're going to talk about the Falcons, man. The Falcons beat out your Justin Field Bears, Tomo.
Justin Field
ended up getting hurt that game. He's on a day-to-day basis, but – hey, the Falcons pulled it off, right? Right now, they are 4-6, I believe. 4-6.
Yep.
They are right on the Buccaneers' heels for that division. So, can they win this division? That's what we want to talk about. Can the Falcons win the NFC South? And we're going to kick it off with you, Tomo.
I'm going to say no. I had to think about this, man. It took me a while. I was on the fence. I was like, they probably could. But then I forgot. Brady got a divorce. This is their division now. Yeah. They found it. They found a running game. I think he found something in his tight end. So that right there is going to create a little bit of the gap in between them and the Falcons. And also the Falcons are still trying to fight off the Saints, who we're going to talk about later on in the show. But they're still trying to fight with the Saints to even get in the division. And right now Atlanta has – their next opponent is Washington. They got to win that. But the Bucks' next game is Cleveland. I see the Bucks taking that. And then New Orleans got the 49ers. So if you keep going from there, I think this Sunday will really prove they can actually have a chance. Yeah. But if they don't beat Washington, they're done.
Yeah,
and Kyle Pitts just got hurt too. So
I was about to bring that up.
So go ahead.
Yes, sir. So the Buccaneers, man, 5-5, Falcons 5-6. But like you said, the Saints 4-7. Like, and believe it or not, the Panthers still got a mathematical chance to win this division.
Right? Like the NFC East. I
know. All right. So I'm looking at, yeah, you know, the Falcons, though, the good thing about the Falcons is this. They play a lot of tough games that went down to the wire, and they just lost at the end of the game. Right? I look at they lost to the Saints 27-26, lost to the Rams 31-27, lost to the Bucks 21-15.
Said a game they should have won.
Yeah, they should have won against the Saints, too, that first game. They were up 22-0, I think. Then the Chargers, 2017. You know, so, like, they've been in their games. They just come and finish a lot of them. So, and they schedule. Yeah, they play us, you know, but and that's what I call Pitts. They play us at home, too. We on a winning streak. And we are last in our division. So, we're actually more hungry than they are. So, I got us winning that game. But they do play Pittsburgh. That's a winnable game. But not with T.J. Watt being back. All right, that's gonna
and
be
Minka.
Yeah, he's back too. All right, so that's gonna be a problem. The Saints, but the good thing about them, they got three more division games. Just that they got to play the Ravens right in between that, you know. So I'm gonna say no. And the main reason, after everything I just said, that's not even the main reason. I agree with you, Tomo. I was gonna say the same thing. Tom Brady is focused now. Tom Brady's special power is his focus. He's not the most talented quarterback. He don't have the biggest arm strength. That's the most accurate, but he's the most focused quarterback. And with all that cloud going, with the cloud is in his whole life with the whole divorce, it blurred his vision. Now he got the divorce out of the way, clear skies. Now he's focused, so he winning his division for sure.
Unless Giselle finds a boyfriend.
Oh my god! AB. I mean, I'm not trying to go out there. You know, if AB keep instigating the situation,
yes.
I'm just saying.
He just might. I think there's a consensus. I don't see the Falcons winning the division. It's Brady. Forget about the divorce. It's Brady. I just don't see Brady losing his division to the Falcons. I'm sorry. Now when we talk about the Saints, I'm gonna kind of throw a little wrench in that, but I don't think the Falcons have a chance with Kyle Pitts being out. They don't have any other weapons for real, other than Cordarrelle Patterson, who returned yesterday was crazy.
Yeah,
I mean,
Patterson, it's my guy. My bad.
Crazy, but you know the Bucks they've gotten healthy for one.
Mm-hmm.
Because Chris Godwin has played with the last four or five games without being hurt. Mike Evans is still available. Julio Jones has come back, so I don't see them. As long as they, even though they haven't done as much this season, as long as they put up 20 points a game, they should be able to win. But I don't, I don't see the Falcons winning it. I'm sorry, I don't see they got injuries. They got injuries, and the Bucks are getting healthier. So I don't see them winning.
All right. The Bucs will win the division. That's what we all said. All right.
It's the last line. By default.
All right, y'all. So we'll go to our next one. Is Jameis Winston. I'm gonna play the clip. He has, you know, in his interview, he actually mentioned his starting position. So we're gonna play that quick clip real quick. Start right now.
Are you eager to get back? I know that's a dumb question, but obviously, I mean, how eager are you though to get back out there? Had a good point of health, show people what you can do after all the rehab.
This year. It hurts my soul. and that's all I can say. But no, I lost my job due to injury.
Yeah.
And the policy has always been you don't lose your job because of an injury.
Right.
And that's what happened.
Well, but I guess what I mean is you don't think it's still due to injury, like it's time for you to come back and they didn't return the job to you, is how you see it?
I don't know how I see it. I just know that I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Right. And when my number is called, I'll be ready.
All right. He said that he lost his position due to injury. All right. I mean, temporarily, right? I'm going to say that. Temporarily, all right? In my thoughts, I was like, yeah, you should. And I still think that. I still think that they should have went back to him once he was healthy. Because we already know what we're going to get from Andy Dalton. I'm sorry. We already know. But right now, you can't go back to him. You got to stick with Andy Dalton. And I don't think he lost his position due to injury because he didn't play good when he played, right? I mean, they weren't a good team, you know. So, but Andy Dalton has been playing okay, and then also they have been hurt also since Andy Dalton been a starting quarterback. You know, Jarvis Landry has been out. Mm-hmm. Michael Thomas has been out. You know, Kamara, he actually missed the game also, and they played the Vikings. So you gotta look at that situation too. But when they played that first game, the Falcons, they looked terrible the whole game. And then they just made a four quarter rally. And then he had one game, I believe, he threw five interceptions to the Buccaneers. Right?
I think that was the game where he got hurt.
Yeah, right. And then the Buccaneers came out and said, We already know what Jameis is all about. So they even like budged on that. So I do think once he was healthy, they should have played Jameis Winston and gave him a chance at least for a few more games. But right now they can't go back. It's too late in the season.
I feel the same way. I think it's too late. And I agree. I don't think even if it was because of injury, that's happened in the NFL multiple times. Look at what happened to Alex Smith when Colin Kaepernick was his quarterback. He got hurt. Colin Kaepernick came in, played well. They didn't go back. Brady, when Bledsoe got hurt, Brady came in, played well. They didn't go back. That's just what happens. That's what happens in the NFL. That's what happens in sports. And if you get hurt and your backup comes in and plays well,
yeah,
and wins, unless you're Dak Prescott, you pretty much you can lose your job. So I mean, it's happened multiple times.
Carson Wentz
too. He got hurt in Philly. Jalen Hurts came in, took his job, did it, and then now
I was about to say
again. Heineke has come in, and they're on a winning streak. So I don't think that's the reason why Jameis is out. I think he's out because Andy Dalton has played better than Jameis has this year. Not a lot better, but just enough to solidify his starting to be starting for the rest of the season. I wouldn't go back to Jameis, and he may deserve an opportunity, but it's just not going to be this season with the Saints.
So everything you guys said was great, you know. But I feel like I'm going to be Jameis Winston agent on this one because he shouldn't have lost his job to injury, regardless of what you all were saying about how – I mean, I respect the fact that you say it's too late in the season. However, being a guy who had Andy Dalton as his backup, Jameis deserves a shot. At the end of the day, both quarterbacks played the same. Like, Andy Dalton had a game where he literally gave the game away against the Cardinals where he threw almost like what was three or four picks. And then he threw two of them back to back right before halftime. And one of the games and the other game that he did win, Taysom Hill turned into Taysom Hill again. He had three rushing touchdowns and one passing touchdown. If anything, they should make Taysom Hill the starter. But yeah, nah, Jameis deserves at least one game. Give him at least one game to prove himself. And with their schedule, the way it's set up, let me see who they got here. They got the 49ers, Bucks, Falcons, Cleveland, never mind. Keep Andy Dalton in. Never mind. I'm sorry, guys. Keep Andy Dalton in. Jameis, what we're going to do is we're just going to take the film that we had from this season and a little bit of last season, and we're going to find us a new team because New Orleans is not it, man.
He can go to Carolina.
Hey, they'll respect him there.
True. And true, but here's the thing though. I think this was bad timing for that interview. Andy Dalton just threw three TDs, zero interceptions. They just won. Like, You know, it was just a bad time, man, for that interview. You know, Andy Dalton looked good last game. They won. You know, he had a pass rating of 149.6. Like, that was his best game of the year, for real.
Okay.
And he came out and then said that, those comments. I just thought it was bad. Now, if you'd have said this last week against Pittsburgh, then, yeah, we would have some.
See what happened there? Did you see the cornrows? When he took the do-rag off, he said, look, last week I didn't have my hair done. This week I'm looking good. I'm about to go viral. I don't care what he did on the field. Do y'all see me right now?
It's funny because he did take that do-rag off in the middle of the interview. All right. So that's one quarterback we got right there, Jameis Winston. Now I go to a different quarterback, Zach Wilson. All right. Ooh. Now we got to play his clip. This clip you got to play this clip. Let's play this real quick, y'all. We're going to get into it.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No.
Oh,
man. All right, man.
All right, Dave's on you. Go ahead.
This is crazy.
I guess it's zero accountability. How can you be the quarterback of a franchise and say that you're not the reason why the team failed when you clearly had a terrible game? Clearly, you only put up 3 points. That's all you could muster, Zach Wilson. 3 points. Come on, man. Take accountability, young man. I mean, that's all I can tell you. If you want to keep a job in the NFL, have an opportunity, be a leader and take accountability when you know you play bad. You played terrible yesterday. You've been playing bad just about all year long. Your team has been winning despite you. So take accountability. That defense played bonkers yesterday, and you did nothing to help them out. So, yes, it was clearly your fault, and I'll be happy if you get benched for Joe Flacco.
Man, in elementary school, right, I was in the debate team, right? So, you got to do pros and cons. And with this one, I can't even help this man. He just flat out said no. Like, he didn't even think about the question. Like, he had time to be like, take a breath. As soon as the reporter said, do you think it's your fault? No. Like, no. What do you mean no? Who takes the snaps? It was 3-3 the entire game. The Patriots, that press conference was so bad that it made the Patriots look good. Like, we should be talking about that block in the back. Like, they look terrible, yeah. Too. Yeah. As a team, like, that is just crazy. I don't get it, man. 8-12 as a starter in your career, and it's the Jets. That defense has been playing too good and looks too promising for them to have to play against two people on Sunday, the other team's quarterback and their own quarterback. Like, that's just sad. And then the coach comes out and says, oh, no, we're still going to stick with Zach.
Yeah.
What?
I like Robert Sarr, too.
What?
I do too, man. Don't commit to him, Robert. I'm telling you, if you want to keep your job, don't keep him there. I'm telling you, you got a better chance with Joe Flacco.
Exactly.
So me, I hated that comment. If I was his teammate, like first of all, he's like David said, no accountability right there as a leader of the team. Then he felt like he looked like why would you ask me that question? I mean. Why wouldn't I ask you that question? What's wrong with you?
Right. He thought he was Iverson.
Yeah, he's looking like nope. And then he's like a little kid. He's like a little boy. He really does. He's like a little boy who doesn't want it, no pressure on him. He looked like he's from elementary. I thought it was an elementary kid up there on the podium for a second. All right. Like he just looked like a kid. So no accountability. He's not addressing no problems. Right. And as a quarterback, you got even if you play well. You want to not you don't want to say your whole defense is bad, but you play well. You always say I gotta play better as a leader of the team, no matter the situation. You got players in the NBA who be dropping 50, they lose. I gotta play better. like this dude has 77 yards. Come on now, I think he had like 5 yards in the second half, something crazy like that. All right, your defense gives up 3 points, and you lose a game because of a walk-off kick a punt return. Like, really? We could at least get a field goal to make it 6-3, right? Something. And then he's missing people wide open. If I was a receiver on that team, man, like, watching that interview, if I saw that interview before he came in the locker room, it's a problem. I'm sorry. It's going to be a problem. I'm going to address the head coach, but I'm letting you know right now, I'm going to have a talk with Zach Wilson. All right? Then the coach might be like, nah, I got it, or you can go ahead and do it. I'm going to have a hard-to-hard talk with him. And then if I was a coach, you got one more chance, buddy. You got one more chance. I'm going to throw you out there. And if you still not taking accountability, we're not worried about your play. All right? We feel as though you're a young talent. You're going to get better. We dragged you out number two for a reason. But if you're not going to take accountability, we're going to throw Joe Flacco in here because we got a defense that we believe we can win the playoffs with. All right? Joe Flacco, Super Bowl quarterback. Wilson's averaging under 200 yards a game while he's averaging 300 yards a game. So at least he's putting the ball in the air and getting us down the field. All right? And if people don't realize in football, if you don't score, at least change the field. All right? Put yes. Pin them down. But the Jets are not even doing that. Like, they can't move the ball. So nothing's good coming out of him. Every game they've lost with him is because of him. All right. So if I was him, I would throw him out there one more time because if they would have won that game, y'all, they would have been first in the division. But now they lost that game, they last in the division. Ain't that crazy?
It's crazy, but also no. If I'm on that team and I heard what you just said about we're gonna give him one more game, I promise you I'm not suiting up that day.
Oh,
we're
not doing
that. We're not doing that. I think what's his name, Garrett Wilson? He came out and was like, we played like trash. Like, what? We can't do that. Nah. If I'm at practice and you know how you're doing the stretches with your hamstrings, I promise you, if I overhear coach say, yeah, we're going to give Zach one more time, I'm going to be like, Zach who? Zach Morris? Because we not, no, Zach Wilson is not coming out here. Nah.
Yeah. See, like, I would throw him in there to start, and then if he's playing terrible, you bench that man. You take him out.
Nah, what my you man know? Say? You can't win with him. Can't coach him. Can't do it.
But Robert Saleh disappointed me, man. Disappointed me.
Man.
All right. Let's get it. All right. So let's go to our next topic. Let's talk to some teams that's actually in the – well, they are in the – Jets are in the playoff picture. All right? But let's talk about some – well, these teams. I'm not even going – I was going to say who quarterback is not holding them back, but Daniel Jones. I mean, God. And Tanahashi got time. God. All right. So the Giants and the Commanders. The Giants lost to the Lions, blown out at home. Now they're 7-3. Then you have the Commanders. They've won five out of the last six games. Right now the Commanders are 6-5, y'all. And they're going under the radar outside of that Philly game. So, and Tom, you're going to kick this one off. Will they both make the playoffs? Will one make the playoffs? None make the playoffs? Talk to us.
Ah, man. I would love for the NFC East as a whole to shake the whole NFL up and make the playoffs.
The first team.
But there's another team in you guys' way, and that's Davidson. 49ers, they're on your line, man. Like, you all got to keep winning, and they have to at least lose a game or two for this dream to come true. Or you all keep winning and the Giants keep losing and you don't even got to worry about it. Then you all will make it. So do I see one of you guys making it? Yes. Right now it's looking like the Commanders are going to take the third spot in the division because of what happened to the Giants. They took a lot of L's this week on like as far as injuries. Like their number one receiver went down. Maybe Odell will sign and that'll help them propel back up. But then I think their cornerback got hurt too. Their number one cornerback got hurt. And then you got to think of the slate of receivers that he got to go up against. Like, they got to play Dallas in 2 days. Like, come on now. We just dropped 40 on somebody. We ready. So, would I love for it to happen? Yes. But do I see it happening? Nah. And my vote is, I say the Commanders make it over the Giants, even though they had a great start to the season. But you all have the momentum right now.
You know what's crazy? That's not new though. We always start off slow. Always
like extremely slow. Extremely slow.
Always.
We take a division win for y'all to pick it up. I hate that it happens that way.
It was a division, like, the top team in a division.
Man.
Yeah, you know.
Thanks.
So the Giants, the L holding up for that division win you're talking about. But anyways, the Giants, right? They got a tough schedule ahead of them. First of all, the Giants has been flawed to me, frauds this whole year. I never was so on the Giants. Just like the Vikings, and I just gave, and I put my ticket in for the Vikings, and then they just made me look stupid yesterday. All right, but we're going to talk about the Giants. I've never been so on this team. Never. I know they beat the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens, in the early Ravens, we know who they were. They'll let you get the they'll get the lead in the first half and let you win in the second half. I mean, it beat Green Bay. A lot of people thought it was a good win at the time, but come on now, look at them now, right? The good teams that still remained, they beat Tennessee first game of the season, but that's the first game of the season. They lost to Seattle handily, 27-13, but you watch that game, it was no contest. They were never close to winning that game.
That's a fact.
Right? They beat Houston by 8 points. Right, that was a close game the whole game. All right, and you saw what we just did at Houston.
Come on now, y'all was body slamming people.
There it is. But here's the thing: look at their schedule, y'all. They play Dallas, they play us, the Eagles, us, Minnesota, Jeff Saturday, and the Colts, and the Eagles again.
That's a brutal schedule.
Like, come on, bro.
They got a chance of winning maybe one or two games. Maybe
now, one thing I could say.
They can steal Thursday.
The Giants control their destiny. If they win out, they can win the division. But come on now, that's gonna happen. All right. So I don't think that they're gonna make the playoffs. I didn't pick them before the year. I never felt like they were gonna make the playoffs. This happens every year. Teams look good in the first half of the season. Second half comes, and it's like, all right, true colors comes out. But then you look at our schedule, right? The Commanders. We play the Falcons. Right, the Giants twice. So that's what we actually benefit more from playing the Giants twice versus the Giants playing us twice because we're behind. We got a chance to play catch up by playing them twice. We play y'all, the 49ers. I got you. We play the Browns before Deshaun comes back. And we play Dallas. All right. No, we play the Browns with Deshaun Watson. And we play Dallas. So our schedule is not a piece of cake either. But I'd rather have our schedule than the Giants schedule. All right. So they play the Eagles twice.
And you got the tiebreaker too. Because you got, I'm telling you, it's the 49ers that's going to hold, that holds the key for the NFC East.
Yeah, I think, I got them still winning the division, believe it or not. The 49ers over the Seahawks. All right. Okay. So Seahawks might still make the playoffs as a wild card, but I think the Giants going to fall out. Okay. The Giants might win 8 or 9 games for real. Like, I got them winning 1 or 2 more games the rest of the year. All right. So, all right. Wentz having PTSD. All right. So, now, the Commanders, I'm excited about us. I know we named Tyler Heineke as a permanent starter. And I like what Ron Rivera said. He said because of winning. And also, you know, Wentz, I mean, he just started. Like I said, we always start slow. You see how our defense looked with Wentz versus now, right? Like our defense always does this, man. You know, we always start bad. But Wentz, see, one thing about Tyler Heineke, what he does that Wentz don't do is give Terry McLaurin, your best receiver, a chance. Mm-hmm. Right,
that is true.
But once a game, at least once a game, he gonna make a throw. You got to close your eyes. At least once a game, he made one to Texas, but he dropped it. I'm not sure you guys saw that. All right, he tried to throw it to Terry McLaurin. He overthrew him, and Cuz like realized just dropped it. All right, so then once that happened, I said, "Ooh, we got that out the way." Exactly why I tweeted. I said, "We got that out the way, so we good for the rest of the game." All right, so but our defense is coming along. I do think we have a better team all around than the Giants. I think we're better than the Giants. I'm never a believer of Daniel Jones, right? This is not only King Henry is probably the only running back that can carry a team to the playoffs, right? One thing about Tannehill, he doesn't turn the ball over like Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, like yesterday, he threw 2 picks, right? He was turning the ball over. So in the first half,
Danny Downs.
Yeah, he wasn't turning the ball over. That's why they were winning. You get carried by a running back if you don't put ball in harm's way. And that's what Tannehill doesn't do for real, right? He actually plays smart. He's not a gunslinger like Mahomes. Oh, he's the lead quarterback. So I'm gonna say Giants, no. Commanders, in.
This actually wasn't that easy for me because of what you just mentioned at the end about Daniel Jones. Other than yesterday, he hasn't turned the ball over since week 2, week 3. So I'm not saying that he's consistent, but he's played okay for them to be where they are right now. Now, do I believe that's going to continue? No. But the more I thought about it, I feel like it was pretty even, but I feel like I have more trust in the Commanders than the Giants. I definitely feel like Heineke has the momentum. He has that offense just looks different now.
Yes.
They're really rallying under him. The defense is rallying under him. Look at Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin looks like a top 10 wide receiver, like he is. he's been balling out, man. I mean, I don't know what else you can really say about him. But I just believe the Commanders more, even though that I feel like they got a tough schedule too. Of course, having to play the Browns, but I'm still more so what have you done for me lately? So I want to see how well Deshaun Watson plays when he comes back before I can say that that's a tough game for them, because he's been out of the league for 2 years. His first game is going to be week 13. It's late in the season. His team hasn't, you know, they've kind of sort of been afloat, but not really. So I don't know, but I feel like the Giants, they may only win one or two games, like Joe said. They may be able to beat the Colts. That's the only game I think that they have a really good chance of winning. And maybe winning one of the games against the Commanders, but I don't know. I feel like the Commanders got a better chance.
Sweet.
As far as that Cleveland game, I mean, Jacoby Brissett can just throw it up to Amari Cooper. I say that with so much pain in my heart. Because I watch these Browns games, and I'm just like, that's supposed to be us. But
nice.
That's all Watson got to do. Literally just stick to the game plan. If Amari Cooper open, throw him the ball or hand it to Chubb or Kareem Hunt. So it'll be a tough fight for the Commanders. I'm not going to say like they're going to just flat out do what they did yesterday, because I didn't expect them to like do what they did yesterday. I thought it was going to be closer than that.
I don't think anybody expected that yesterday.
How can the Texans give the Eagles a fight and then the Commanders go out there and just hand them their field, you know?
7 yards in the first half.
So it's, I don't know, it's any given Sunday for real.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I kind of like out of all the games this year, this is one game I was like, I ain't even worried about that game for real. I'm gonna just watch everybody else. Like, I kind of knew he was gonna win this game because we just beat the Eagles, and then we're not gonna, you know, we just beat the Eagles. Ron Rivera was preaching all week, like, let's not look over this team. This is my former coach. He kept saying that. So I feel like we were prepared for them. And then we're just a better team. And David Mills without D-line? Come on now. Really?
And that's how you know the tide is turning in D.C. too, because this usually be the game y'all lose. Y'all win the big game and then lose this game. So
And also, Dave, my bad. And then I know they have a good rushing attack. We have a good rush defense. So I wasn't really worried about them for real.
Yeah.
You shut that pair stuff down.
Yeah, you did. But I want to say this because it was brought up before after y'all beat the Eagles. And the Eagles had some trouble yesterday with the Colts.
Again.
Remember when the Steelers went 11-0, played Washington, and they got exposed. There's a chance that the Eagles might not play the same the rest of the year. Now, we got somebody in the chat that's saying that it's because Dallas Goedert is out. Now, Dallas Goedert is an important player, but he ain't the centerpiece of the offense.
Hold on, David.
This is a great segue. That was a great segue. That was great.
Hey, you can continue, but did the Eagles?
I definitely feel like the league has pretty much gotten to where, like, okay, we now know how we need to play them. Stop them from being able to run the ball and force them to throw. Not saying that Jalen can't throw the ball. That's not what I'm saying at all. But he's not the quarterback that you want to have in the shotgun and throwing the ball all game long. That's not his specialty. He's able to play off of play action, and he's able to, you know, run the ball himself. And he plays better when Miles Sanders is involved in the game. Mm-hmm. Not involved in the game, you have a good chance of beating the Eagles. And as long as you have a good run offense, you have a good chance of beating them as well. Even though they got Sue and Levi Jovis that played yesterday, they still gave us some big runs yesterday. So that's something to be cautious about. Jonathan Taylor still pretty much ran his game like he usually does. So if the Colts have a better quarterback, I think they win that game against the Eagles. That's just my opinion.
And some receivers that can catch the ball.
Yeah.
Man.
So like me, right? So the Eagles, now the league figured out the Eagles. I think the league kind of already figured it out before we stole it from the Texans. You feel me? Like, but the Eagles have a weak spot. That's what the league know. They have a weak spot. Now, the Eagles did a good job, though, in the second half on Jonathan Taylor. Mm-hmm. All right? He only had 84 yards and 26 carries. But the Eagles, I don't know, man. We'll talk about the Cowboys next, but the Eagles look like the old Kellen Moore, I should say. The old Kellen Moore, man. You know, like, Miles Sanders had – after losing to us and not giving the ball to Miles Sanders, their coach came out and said, we need to go back to what we were doing when we were 8-0. All right? Okay. I'm thinking, okay, they're going to run the ball. In the first half, Miles Sanders had 5 carries, and Hurst had 7. Hurst had more carries than Miles Sanders. And then I look at the, when the game was over, Miles Sanders had 13 carries. You know, I feel like you're a running team. Run the ball. And this is the second week in a row A.J. Brown let his QB down. I guess his ankle still hurt or he still pulled something. I guess he's still injured from the Commanders game. I mean, I don't know. That's what they were saying last week because what did he do last today? He had 5 catches, 60 yards, but he did fumble a key fumble right after they turned the ball over. You know, so Jalen Hurts said, you know what, AJ, you don't want to show up today? I'm going to put the ball in my hand. So I will get the Eagles credit for beating a team when they are not playing their best. That's what great teams do. Great teams, you're going to have good games. Yep. You'll have bad games. But the difference between a good and good, bad team, the good teams actually win those games. They're not playing good in it. Kind of similar to how the Kings beat Detroit last night. There's nothing here or there. But I will say that it's a shot for Carr, by the way. So they won. And Jalen Hurts put the team on his back. He really did. Well, shall I say, yeah, he put Leary on his back and he ran. That's what he did, right? Because He definitely didn't throw him to victory. He did throw that touchdown, but he basically ran us to the victory. But Jeff Saturday, man, I mean, you did good. But, I mean, I knew he was going to run the ball up the middle. Like, come on now. When you in shotgun, you got to run the quarterback. Do not open. Like, watch the middle. If his middle is open, he's going to take on in the red zone. I mean, yes. The goal line is going to take off if it's wide open. But that was a design run. But they definitely wasn't prepared for that, and that was a good play call. But like you said, David, if they had another quarterback other than Matt Ryan, I believe that they would have won that game because Matt Ryan is not mobile enough for that pass rush. Because they didn't even sack Matt Ryan a lot. You know, this supposed to be, you know, that's like a 4th time. But a lot of it came on that last drive, or that last 2 drives.
Because, you know, that's what Pop do. He only show up when the game is done. And fall on the quarterback.
He always get that game winning, that game selling sack.
Hey.
Like he had the game selling penalty against the Commanders.
It was the same way. It literally was the same way. I was like, look at him falling on the quarterback again.
Yeah, this happened 4 times. But Matt Ryan had 213 yards, but they had some drops though, man. I was like, some key 3rd down drops. I'm like, dang,
they stalled
out in the middle of the game. Huh?
Isn't Michael Pittman their best receiver?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 receptions. He has 6 receptions, 7 targets, you know, 75 yards.
They need to give him some, they need some more weapons in the Indy.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah, Pierce, 8 targets, 3 receptions. I don't know what's going on right there. But yeah, so. All right, Tomo?
I mean, we talked about this on the last episode when I said the Eagles got their wings clipped. I'm not really going to say the league figured them out because, like you said, the league figured them out after week 2. It was just the fact that they was coming out and punching people in the face before they could know that they was in a fight. You know, it's like the old go-go method. You know, if you see somebody standing next to you, you got to watch them because they might just sneak you. And that's what the Eagles was doing. They was knocking people out in the go-go's. And then everybody was like, all right, so when they come in here, watch them. And the commander said, y'all come in here with that bull stuff. We're going to show y'all what we mean.
Exactly.
And y'all punch them first. It was like, you know what? We're not even going to wait all night for them to get rowdy. We just going to punch them, and we're going to keep fighting until it's over. Jeff Saturday literally took the Texans and you all's method. However, they got the 2 new big guys up front. They still got to get in football shape. But, hey, a refrigerator is a refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just can't move a refrigerator after, like, 4 or 5 plays. And that's what happened. They was like, we're going to stop the run. And we just gonna buckle down and put the ball in our best player hands today, which was Hurts. I'm happy for him because this was the game that he needed. He needed this game to show people that he can go out there and win the game when everything around him is falling apart. That's good too. Another thing I want to add to what I was saying earlier about the league figuring them out, that Dallas game when we played against them, and they were whooping us like 20 something to nothing before halftime. That second half, all we did was just run the ball. And it showed you that that's the method. And then people started to build on it. Dallas Goedert, if Dallas Goedert is the centerpiece of this offense, then Howie Roseman needs to lose his job. And I'm saying that to Kevin, straight like that. Like, your tight end should not have to be the centerpiece when you went out and got A.J. Brown. Mm. No, let's do this. You got Strong Hulk. You got Fast Hulk. You got Slim Hulk. I mean, not Hulk, Batman, my bad. See, look, I'm on some other stuff. these Batmans that you have, they need to show up.
Facts.
Or maybe just like that Batman movie when Bane took over and they knocked out the bat signal and you can't find them nowhere. So I say all that to say this. Hurts, I'm proud of you, man. You had a good game. The league has figured the Eagles out. And also, run the ball.
Hey, get your shirt.
Run the ball. If that's your thing, just run it.
I agree with you, though, with the Goddard situation. If Goddard is a big piece that you miss and you look totally different, y'all are vulnerable. Because one thing about the Eagles, they've been blessed all year to have no injuries for real, no major injuries. Jordan Davis was their first injury for real. Cowboys been hurt. The Commanders been hurt. The Giants been hurt. Eagles been flying high with no injuries. Jordan Davis goes out, big hole in the defense.
Yeah.
Goddard goes out, big hole in the offense. Like, what's going on? Like, the Cowboys and Washington lost their quarterbacks. All right. The Giants lost they first round draft pick D lineman. You know? So we all had key pieces that was gone. Our tight end, he's been in and out of the lineup all year. Mm-hmm. Our tight end. You know, we just lost J.D. McKissick for the whole year. So my whole thing is injuries is part of football. And like you said, if Goddard is this big of a difference in his team, Howie Roseman, you got to do something with that offense. Because y'all supposed to get the best offensive line. And I mean, that's what the Eagles fan told me. The best offensive line. They got the best receiving core in the division, right? Yep. They got the best running backs in the division. That's what they say, right? And possibly the best quarterback, right? Wait, second best quarterback. But yet you're a tight end. It's a centerpiece in your whole offense. Come on, y'all scored 16 points on the Colts. 17, all right? So,
yeah. A reeling Colts team.
With a guy who's a TV analyst coaching that team.
Exactly.
Right? So you should already know his game plan. Just go back and watch old shows when he talked about y'all.
Exactly. Facts. Now you go to my cheat code. That's a cheat code right there.
Just go back. What did he think about us this week? And you just watch it. I'm like, he gonna try that.
All right, y'all. Now let's go to this last topic. The Cowboys destroyed the Minnesota Vikings. Destroyed them. I mean, by the time halftime was over, I was like, should I even watch this game? I could be doing something productive right now. Like, come on.
CBS cut it off. All
right. But I'm going to watch it. You know, I'm going to see what's going on. Maybe they can make a comeback. You never know. Then, third quarter started, I'm all right. I'm turning this on. All right. Tom, I'm going to kick this off with you. This is your Cowboys. Your Cowboys came out with some vengeance after losing to the Packers. They say, you know what? We had a beat up. We lost to one division. A guy, we're gonna go to the same division and whoop on the other guy.
You know,
so talk to me.
You know, sometimes people leave the old teams and go to new places and become new people, you know, new places, new faces, same ghost. Kirk Cousins, you cannot escape the Dallas Cowboys or the Eagles in the NFC East, buddy. It's just not gonna happen. The Commanders almost beat them. Like, it's not happening. All that on the plane with the six chains, you're done, son. The Cowboys took that L in Green Bay. I'm proud. Hold on. Look, I got so much to say. I don't even know what to say. I'm just proud that this team bounced back from that. You know what I mean? Like, they normally would go out there and have a close game. Like, this game should have been 10-7. Like, that's the old Cowboys team. But we got a young pup in the locker room that's like, look, bro, I'm not with that old stuff no more. We're going to go out here and show this team that we can stop the run and we're going to make things happen. That's exactly what they did. They executed one of the greatest game plans I've ever seen by Kellen Moore. I've seen the Cowboys play that good, but I've never seen them execute a game to that magnitude, to the point where as though Dak looked like a top five quarterback. That offense, yesterday he did. Yesterday. I'm just saying yesterday. That offense looked like that same offense from last year where they were just putting up numbers on everybody, where everything looked like it was clicking. Gallup was snatching passes out the air. CD was running routes like he meant it. And Zeke even got two touchdowns. Like, it was just so magical. Like, I don't even know where to start. I don't know where to begin. But I will say this, though. I'm not buying none of it. Yesterday was great, but I'm not buying none of that. Because they've done this to me before. They go out there and they whoop on a team, and then the next week shows around, and you're just like, what is this? What is this? Who is this? But shout out to my boy though. My boy did one great job. It's gone. Oh, there you go.
Okay. There you go.
It don't matter. It don't matter. I don't know who Jefferson is. No gritties. No gritties happening over here. We're gonna add another kid to the daycare. We got McLaurin, we got Chase, we got Jefferson, we got AJ. Who's next?
Okay. Let's go. I go with David. Talk to us.
I'm buying it at a discount.
Make sure you keep the gift receipt.
Oh, I got it. Trust me. I got it on my phone. I got the other receipt. Trust me. I'll make sure I got email to me. But I'm buying it at a discount. Reason why I'm buying it at a discount because it's Kirk Cousins. Cowboys pretty much own Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's his whole career, he hasn't played well against them. Dak has beaten him almost every head-to-head battle. So, I mean, I can't really trust Kirk Cousins when it comes to that. And Joe had alluded to this last week on the show when he said that he don't believe in the Vikings because they've been playing bad teams. They play a good team. The two good teams they played, well, it's three. But the two good teams they played, they've lost terribly to. The Eagles and the Cowboys. They got blown out. Now, Josh Allen is the reason why the Bills lost that game against the Vikings. And Justin Jefferson had made a magnificent catch, probably the greatest catch of all time. But other than that, what has Kirk Cousins really done for you lately? Like I said, when we asked if he should be in the MVP conversation, you said, yeah, should he be in the MVP conversation, and that's it. So I'm buying it at a discount because it's Kirk Cousins, but I'm buying it because that defense is real. I mean, no one can – we've been saying this all year. That Cowboys defense is real, and Dak is back. He looks better. I'm going to wait until next week to really buy it. Honestly, that's why I say I'm buying it at a discount. It'll be full price next week if they play the same way next week. But, you know, it's at a discount right now. I'm buying it at 75%, 75% over.
All right. I'm definitely –
be real with the people. Come on now.
Be real with the people? All right, I'm going to be real, all right? I'm not buying it, Tombo. I'm sorry.
I'm not buying it.
Yeah, y'all realize the NFL, man, this is the most overreacting business in the world. One week, everybody's calling you a bad team. The next week, you're a Super Bowl contender. All right? Last week, the Cowboys, everybody like, man, I mean, can they challenge the Eagles? I mean, can they do this, all right? The Vikings, man, they beat the Bills. They are Super Bowl contenders. Those same two teams play this week. Now the spectrum has changed. Like, the Cowboys, man, they're like the favorites, man. They look crazy, man. They can win the Super Bowl. The Vikings, I don't know, man. I don't know about the Vikings. So, I'm not going over yet. First of all, Kirk Cousins. I actually picked y'all to win this game. I knew y'all would win this game. Kirk Cousins is 2-9 against y'all, all right? In a Vikings jersey, Redskins jersey, Washington football team jersey, any jersey he got on, he's 2-9 against the Cowboys. He lost no matter who the quarterback is, if it's Cooper Rush, if it's Dak Prescott, he is 2-9 against the Cowboys. All right. And watching that game, this is what happened. All right. Two things happened that just killed the momentum of the whole Vikings. Number one, TJ Hockenson missed the touchdown pass in that first drive. That killed it. Nah, that was a drop. The second one was a good defense, I would say, but that was a drop. And when Dak Prescott escaped from that sack, how? That was like, how do you not sack him? And then that ended up turning into points. And Vikings get another stop, and then you get a touchdown, 20-3, just like that. And they abandoned the run after that. Dalvin Cook averaged basically 6.5 yards per carry. Yeah. But they abandoned the run because they went up so much. One thing I could say about the Cowboys, they are the biggest front runners in the NFL.
Call it Steph Curry.
Steph is a front runner. They're the biggest front runners. They can get a big lead, they can push it, and they can look so good. That's how the Cowboys are. I'll never forget I played the Falcons last year.
Ooh, like a Ferrari.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And everybody was hyping them up. They say that the world is better when the Cowboys are winning, I guess, right? So, but I got to give the Cowboys credit. Kellen Moore finally listened to Tombo all these years, right? He led with the run and then went with the pass. I feel like every drive, y'all first down, y'all ran. Second down, y'all ran. If it was third down, y'all would throw the ball. That's what you got to do. But y'all would have manageable third downs. And it was one drive when y'all caught a penalty. It was like second and 17, and he ran the ball. I was like, what? He ran the ball.
That was, you know, Worm. Worm called that play.
My bad, Donnell. My man Donnell, man. And Tombo, Cowboys, you know, they said, you got to, hey, run the ball, all right? Run the ball. You got to get a shot of that. That's a good thing you got going on, Tombo. So I would say that because that can be successful, right, if he's behind the rush. Like, if the rush is being led, that really can be successful. We saw that early in his career. It's his only problem is when you lead with the pass and then you try to bring in the rush. Now, Tony Pollard, listen, I'm gonna say this, Tombo. He's your best skill player.
Yep,
bruh.
He's your best skill player. All right. When y'all lose, he doesn't play good. Right? When the defense focuses in on Tony Pollard, y'all actually lose y'all games. But the games, every game y'all blow, like I had a big good lead on somebody. That he had a great play. Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a good game. Chicago, the Lions. Like he has a good game when y'all have good leads. So Tony Pollard is a weapon. But both of them touched out. He was in touch. But hey, it was that second one was a good pass. The first one was just, I don't know what the Vikings doing right there, right? So I'm gonna give y'all props because y'all won the game and y'all won it handily. But the Vikings are, listen, y'all. Last week I said they're contenders only because they will be in the playoffs because of the division. That's why I think they're contenders. Once you're in the dance in the NFL, anybody's a contender. But as far as the top team, no, man. Listen, they are 8-2. And their point differential is -2. How? If you're 8-2.
They still in games, man. They still in games.
And then look, like you said, they play the Bills. That would have been a blowout if Josh Allen didn't throw that pick in the end zone. Mm-hmm. A bad. They were up 27-13, I think.
Pick and a fumble, right?
Two picks and a fumble. So they really got blessed by Buffalo. Buffalo like, you know what, man? We never lost two games in a row in a while, so we're going to just get out of this game, all right? We need to lose two games right now. That's what they did. They just gave them that game. So I'm going to say I'm not buying the Cowboys right now, but they are a good team. I will say that. They are a good team.
That's all we asked for, man. That's all we asked for. And I got to say one more thing. Tony Pollard is a beast, man. They got to pay that man. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to get rid of Zeke because the 1-2 punch – it's like it's perfect because it was that one goal line play where Tony Pollard kept trying to get over the hurdle, and they was like, "No, bro, you're not doing it." They said Zeke come in and he pushed the whole pile and scored a touchdown. Like, it's just little things like that, but he making too much money for him to be a fullback.
hey, real quick, these Ravens fans are getting.
Oh, I was gonna say something about that, man.
All right,
the Ravens look good.
The reason why we didn't put the Ravens in the show. Is because y'all play the Panthers. So, like, we kind of expect y'all to win. I understand we play the Texans, right? But the Giants lost and the Commanders won. So, it's kind of like, all right, is it about to be a seesaw? You know, the tides are changing. Now, next week, Ty and Carl, we got the Ravens on here for sure. All right? So, y'all get some Ravens love. All right. So, hey, make sure y'all like this video. Subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
In this show. You can go back and watch it again. So share with somebody that you know. The 49ers are playing in an hour and 13 minutes. All right. So my math is good. Hour and 13 minutes. All right. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. Thank you for using the comment section. Y'all been live in the comment sections. Tony Pollard and my fantasy.
Great draft pick. Right? Great draft pick.
Great draft pick. All right. So look, we're gonna get some last words. Hate us because they ain't us. Lamar don't want to know if you want to play football or football. All right, tell him to make his mind up. Kicking the football like it's a soccer ball. All right. So look, let's do this last word stuff. We're gonna start with you, David. Give us some last word before we roll out.
All I'm saying is 49ers get a W tonight. That's it. Just get a W tonight. That's all I need.
All right.
Hey, acceptance, accountability, and affirmation. And I'm saying that to Zach Wilson, man. There you go.
Light the beam.
I knew it, bro. You got too quiet.
Light the beam, baby.
You got too quiet.
Oh, God.
Light the beat. Six game winning streak. First time since 2005. We are on the road. We going to Memphis. We going to Atlanta, and we going to Hey, Boston. You have to see me Friday. I'm coming to a stadium, arena near you, Boston. I'll be there.
Hey, you got to post a clip, not on here, but on your Twitter, the one I sent you from the show when they was like, "Forget Boston."
Who's that?
Oh, from the show. What is it? Showtime on HBO.
Oh yeah. That video ain't.
Oh yeah, the Lakers.
That video ain't for the show. All right.
No. It's for personal use only.
It's funny because they were all smiling. Like while he was saying it. Like, all right, cool.
One more thing before we go. That kind of felt like the what the Kings are right now. It was like a bunch of youngins just coming together with a young coach. There you go.
Let's go. Six game winning streak. We got to make it a 9, though, in this road trip, all right? Let's get it. All right, y'all. That's all we got for y'all today, and we'll see y'all next episode. Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all the next episode.